This is Sean Tepper, the host of Top Stocks, a podcast where I provide quick tips on investing without the fluff. This is a no-nonsense, to-the-point podcast where my goals help you make more confident decisions in the stock market. Let's go. If you're a teenager or a student and want to get started in the stock market, here are 10 easy steps. And believe me, I wish I would have known these 10 things when I was a teenager. Okay, number one, knowing the difference between wealth building mode and wealth protection mode. So wealth building mode is when you are still working and you have a timeline to achieve financial independence. It could be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years out or more. In that case, you want to be investing in individual stocks. That's where you can get those returns that range between 15 and 50% per year. You want compound interest working for you. In other words, you want your money working for you so you're not working for money your entire life. Now, there's also wealth protection mode. That's when you're somebody who is nearing financial independence or retirement. Maybe you sold a business, maybe you sold some real estate, or maybe you inherited some capital from a loved one that recently passed away. In that case, you're definitely in wealth protection mode and you want to be investing in funds such as ETFs, index funds, or mutual funds. That's when you're gonna pretty much match the market. But again, you're in wealth protection mode, so you're not looking to accelerate wealth building process. You're really just there to protect your wealth. So you, as a teenager or a student, you wanna fall into that first category, wealth building mode, individual stocks. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Okay, number two, knowing the difference between investing and trading. Yes, they're very different. So investing is where your money's working for you, whereas trading, you're still trading your time for a paycheck. I've interviewed a lot of traders out there, and I even have statistics on trading. 99% of traders lose money in the stock market because they're trying to time their entry and exit. Buy and sell, buy and sell. It's not a smart play. You want to be in a mode where you buy and then buy more. That's investing. And investing is where you truly build your wealth in the market. Now, I have to give you a quick statistic here that's kind of fun. There are about 3,000 billionaires in the world. My question to you is, how many of those do you think are traders and how many of those do you think are investors? I'll let you think on that for a second. So there are 0 billionaire traders, and of the 3,000 billionaires out there, they're a mix between investors and entrepreneurs. Okay, number three, knowing the difference between stocks and crypto. Yes, they are very different. So a stock is a business, and a business has financial statements, the income statement, cash flow statement, and balance sheet. And you can use those three statements to calculate where a business is going. Whereas crypto, it's not a business. It does not have financial statements, which means you have no idea where a crypto coin is going. It's highly speculative. That's why when people join Ticker, we do suggest investing 5% of their net worth or less in crypto because it is so risky. At the end of the day, you want to be investing in stocks. Number four, let's talk about compound interest. So if you were to go to ticker.com and then go to the educations tab up top, scroll down to downloads, and then click on compound interest calculator. That's what we're about to look at. You can go ahead and play with this on your own. So here's what this looks like, and I'm just gonna show you the difference between the returns of a savings account, a fund such as an index fund, ETF, and mutual fund, and comparing that against stocks over 10, 20, and 30 years. This is incredible, so pay close attention here. All right, so what we're going to do here is use a base salary of $50,000. That's about the average salary of somebody in the United States as of 2023. Could be a little more here in 2024. But anyway, it's a nice round number. We're going to use an annual contribution of 15%. That tells us you want to take 15% of your paycheck every month and you want to put that into the market. You want your money working for you. At $50,000, 15% contribution, you're putting in about $7,500 a year. And we're going to start with an amount of $5,000 in your brokerage account. We'll talk about brokers here in a second. But what we're going to do here is compare four different columns. 1%, which is representing a savings account. Most savings accounts are less than 1% annual return. I know mine is like 0.01, but anyway. Then you have 8%, which really represents funds. You want to aim for somewhere around 6 to 8% if you're in an index fund, ETF, or mutual fund. And then we'll look at our minimum expectations investing in stocks, which is 15%, and then we'll use 25% as another number. So let's see what those numbers look like. So at 1% over 10 years, that will turn into $83,000. Over 20 years, $171,000. And over 30 years, $267,000. So that's not gonna get you very far. You don't wanna put a lot of money into your savings account. You want some money there as an emergency fund, but you want to be putting the majority of your funds into a broker investing in stocks. All right, at 8% over 10 years, it's $119,000. Over 20 years, it's $366,000. And over 30 years, it's $899,000. So getting there, not quite where we want to be in 30 years, but it's definitely a large chunk of change. All right. 15%. Now we're talking. Now we're looking at individual stocks. 15% over 10 years is $172,000. Over 20 years, it's $850,000. And over 30 years, $3.5 million. Now we're talking. Then let's jump to 25%. Over 10 years, it's $295,000. Over 20 years, it's $3 million. And over 30 years, it's $28 million. Now, for context here, I've been using ticker since 2016. Originally, it was an Excel sheet. You can look on YouTube and see my whole backstory. But I used it for about 4 years before turning it into a software. My returns on average are actually closer to that 50% per year. Not every year I'm going to get that, but it's all about having a focused portfolio of stocks, 10 to 15 stocks, and then buying those stocks every month, and even buying more when the market is going down. That's when you make really big returns, and I'll touch on that in a moment. But anyway, go ahead and play with this Excel sheet on your own. Okay, number five would be the first tool you'll need, which is a broker. So you'll need to set up what's called a custodial account in your broker. I kind of walk through how this works. So there are two different types of custodial accounts. There's UGMA, which stands for Uniform Gift to Minors Act. And with that type of custodial account, you can have assets such as cash, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, and insurance, such as life insurance. Then you have UTMA, that's the second option there, UTMA, which is Uniform Transfer to Minors Act. That includes assets such as real estate, intellectual property, and art. When you sign up for a custodial account with your parent or guardian, you want to look for UGMA because it includes stocks. That's the most common option. Now, just for context there, most states in the United States, it's 18 years old. If you're under the age of 18, you have to set up a custodial account. It sounds like I did a little homework on this. Some states are 21. So depending on your age, you'll have to sign up with a parent or guardian. All right, now let's talk about the pros and cons of a custodial account. So you can use the money for anything. There are other college savings mechanisms out there or plans you can put your money into, but the money has to be used for things such as tuition. Whereas with a custodial account, let's say if you have a child that's kind of on the fence with going into college, maybe they want to go to a tech school, maybe they don't even want to go to school, they want to start investing in real estate or even start their own business. In this case, custodial account is perfect. Another pro with custodial accounts is the tax is less. So any gains made in the custodial account, it's not taxed at the normal tax bracket. Let's say, for example, you're at over 20%. Well, as of 2023, I was taking a look, and it looks like custodial accounts are around 10%. All right, I do have to mention the cons. So if you do sign up for a custodial account, it does reduce your chances of receiving financial aid. So just keep that in mind. Another con would be once you put money into the custodial account, you can't get that money back. So for example, let's say your son Jimmy is doing really well and then all of a sudden he hits age 15. He's like, all I want to do is play video games, smoke pot, and drop out of school. And you could say, well, I want all my money back, so Jimmy can't use it. Well, tough luck. That money is now dedicated to Jimmy. Now, in a similar situation, here's another con. Let's say Jimmy is no longer your favorite child, and you move on to the second child, and you say, okay, so Megan, she's got a promising career ahead of her. Jimmy, I'm kind of giving up on. I'm being facetious here, but anyway, you want to say, I'm going to take that custodial account that was originally marked for Jimmy. I'm going to move it over to Megan. You can't do that. Jimmy, he gets that money. Now let's hope you don't have a real world situation like I just described, but believe it or not, it does happen. Once you put money into that custodial account for whatever child you have, that money is for that child when they age up to 18 or 21. Let's take a quick commercial break. Do you feel like stock investing is too confusing, too time consuming, or too risky? It doesn't have to be. If you ever considered investing on your own, but you don't know where to start, I welcome you to check out Ticker. Ticker guides you through your investment journey by steering you towards safe stocks and away from risky stocks. If you're interested, you can get started with a free trial. Visit ticker.com. That's T-Y-K-R.com. Again, ticker.com. All right, next up, I'll mention three different brokers I recommend. I use TD Ameritrade. You can set up a custodial account with TD Ameritrade. I'll start showing you what these look like. So TD is really popular. They're owned by Schwab. There's also Interactive Brokers. If you're somebody who's outside the States, definitely look into a custodial account with Interactive Brokers. They have the largest footprint out of any broker around the world. They're in about 200 countries and territories. They're very reliable. They're headquartered in the US, but it allows you to be in most countries and territories. You can sign up for Interactive Brokers and then you can buy most stocks, especially the big stocks, which are the stocks that can make you a lot of money. And then you have E-Trade. And I just wanna kind of walk you through what you're looking for when you sign up for a broker. Simply look for language that says something like open an account. You can choose brokerage account. And then you have a few options here, such as individual, joint, or custodial. This is pretty easy. E-Trade, I give you props here. You made it very easy. Go ahead and sign up for a custodial account. You'll need the parent or guardian and child present together signing up for that custodial together. Okay, number six, the second tool you'll need is a screener. So what is a screener? Well, my company, Ticker, is a screener and educational platform all in one. It allows you to find strong stocks, avoid weak stocks, and pretty much teach you everything you need to know about investing along the way. So look at it this way. You have platform one, which is your broker, and then you have platform two, which is your screener. I kind of use this metaphor. Your broker is your vehicle, your car, and your screener is the fuel, gas or electric. You need the two working together in order to make progress. Now, you could technically just sign up for a broker and just proceed, but it's kind of investing blind. You don't know what's good. You'll probably take recommendations from your next door neighbor, somebody on YouTube, maybe somebody on Reddit or Twitter. You don't want to do that. There's a lot of bad advice out there. You want a tool that cuts through all the clutter and allows you to use logic to make smart decisions. Now, I'm biased. I created Ticker to solve a lot of problems, so it's my favorite. However, I always give great reviews of our competitors. And showing my screen here, you can see here's Ticker, and then you can see Simply Wall Street. They're awesome. They're a great platform. They're an option as well. Probably not as easy to use as Ticker, but they're probably a close second. And then you have Seeking Alpha. Seeking Alpha is probably geared for more advanced investors, but they've got a lot of articles, a lot of content, so that is a third option to consider. But in summary, you definitely don't want to be investing blind. You want your broker first, and then go ahead and sign up for your screener second. Again, I'm biased. I'm going to recommend Ticker. Okay, number seven, let's get into strategy. First strategy is DCA, dollar cost average. What does that mean? What that means is you want to be investing every month. Now, when people join Ticker, we recommend investing between 15 and 50% of your monthly income. If you can't invest that high, don't worry. Start small, but have the discipline to start with like $100 and keep at it every month. One of my favorite case studies is a janitor by the name of Ronald Reed. I've told this story on YouTube before, but this guy built up a net worth of $8 million. And the question is, how did he do that with a salary that was close to minimum wage? Well, the answer, DCA. He invested every paycheck. He treated his broker account as a mandatory payment, kind of like your rent or mortgage or your utility bill or your cell phone bill or whatever. He did not skip a month. It was every single month he put a percentage in. And when you do that over time, compound interest, again, it can do some incredible things. So if somebody that is making close to minimum wage can become a multimillionaire, well, that tells us that most of us can as well. You have to have the discipline to DCA, dollar cost average. Okay, the next strategy is stockpiling. This is the number one most important strategy you'll ever learn in the stock market. This requires some emotional intelligence. So DCA is the first thing you want to do, but you always want to keep some cash on hand in your broker. You want to wait for the times when the market drops, because that's when you attack. You want to deploy that capital in those on sale stocks designated in Ticker, because those stocks, when the market goes down, they can take off like a rocket. So here's a fun case study for you. One of my buddies, he was a plumber. I'll get to why he's no longer a plumber, but he had about $100,000 saved by the time he hit his younger 30s. And when the 2008 market crash happened, everything went down. No matter if it's a good business or not, it doesn't matter. This happens all the time where the market can crash. And what he did is he bought some really strong businesses, including Ford. Ford did not take the bailout in 2008. Well, he turned that $100,000 into $2.5 million in about a year and a half, and that was it. He was done being a plumber. You and I, we can do this. We need to be buying stocks or stockpiling when the market takes a small dip, but we really want some cash on hand when the market crashes. And for context there, pay attention to this. You probably want to write this down. Over the last 100 years, there have only been about 19 bear markets or recessions that have lasted on average about 9 months. So the big stockpiling events don't happen often. That's why you want to be prepared. There's always some small pullback we can take advantage of, but the big ones, you want to get ready for. You only really need one big stockpiling event and it can change your life forever. Okay, number 9, getting tactical on how to get started. 3 easy steps. Step 1, sign up for your custodial account with your parent or guardian. Step 2, sign up for your broker. And step 3, buy 1, 2, or 3 stocks and that's it. There are a lot of people out there that join ticker and their objective is not building wealth or getting rich or making more money than their best friend or next door neighbor. None of that matters, really. At the end of the day, what matters most is confidence. People want the confidence to buy stocks on their own. That's why I like to use this metaphor, which is that moment when you're a little kid, you jump into the deep end of the swimming pool, it's scary. But after you do it the first time, you're like, hey, this is not so bad. I can do this over and over. Well, investing in the market is the same thing. You're going to have anxiety. It's going to be a little stress there. Buying your first stock, you don't know, is this going to make me money? Is this going to lose my money? Don't worry about it. The market is always going up and down like waves in the ocean. Go ahead, buy your first stock, maybe 2, maybe 3. And then next month, buy a little more. You kind of want to slowly ramp up. And that is how you build your confidence. And then over time, that's truly how you build your wealth. Again, start small and kind of work your way up. And number 10, I have to mention this one. It does not relate to stocks. It's all about investing in yourself. So I highly recommend you remain a lifelong learner. I see a lot of people that'll graduate college and their days of learning are done. They don't read books. They don't need to read books anymore. They already know enough. I know quite a few people like that. You want to continue learning, and I highly recommend reading books, watching YouTube videos, maybe taking some courses. I'm a little apprehensive about people investing a whole bunch of money into coaching or mastermind groups. I get approached all the time with these mastermind groups that are like $5,000 or $10,000 per month. My question is, for what? Oh, for a few connections? No, I don't think so. I'll pass. So be very careful as you kind of advance in your career. You need to get more people reaching out. You got to join this mastermind group, or this coach here costs, you know, $25,000 per year, and let's go. Like, don't. You can learn a lot on your own with minimal investment. Start with books, start with YouTube, and you're good to go. Okay, I hope this video was helpful. If you like this video, hit that like button. If you want to see more videos like it, hit that subscribe button. And if you want to learn how to invest on your own, I invite you to join Ticker for free. Like to say thank you for checking out this podcast. I know there's a lot of other podcasts you could be listening to, so thanks for spending some time with me. Also, if you have a moment, could you please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review? The more reviews we get, the more Apple will share this podcast with the world. So thanks for doing that. And last thing, if you do hear any stocks mentioned on this podcast, please keep in mind, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not make a buy or sell decision based solely on what you hear. All right, thanks for your time. Talk to you later. See ya.